So Serbia was encouraged by the support of UNEC to engage in the scorecard assessment process in order to provide a comprehensive overview of the situation of equity access in central Serbia. In November last year, we confirmed our interest to carry out a self-assessment of the situation of equitable access to water and sanitation. Publication the equitable assess scorecard stimulated us to use the equitable scorecard supporting the implementation of the national target set with the protocol. Our first step was to officially translate this document that was delivered to the responsible institution and stakeholders involved in the joint body for protocol implementation. Also, publication No One Behind, Left Behind gave us some background information, giving us the five dimensions that define the human right to water and sanitation. And country experience of Macedonia and Portugal was also of great help and support before starting this self-assessment. In March this year, we had a meeting of joint body and we were decided to lead institution for the project and to choose the partners for the implementation of this process. We decided the project will be implemented in two phases, first phase assessment and second action plan. Framework of this implementation of first phase was 6 months. Objectives you almost already know. So regarding, we started implementation by creating a country core team to lead the equitable access self-assessment exercise. In further implementation, the project implementation team considered three thematic teams with four members, each responsible for one chapter of project. Coordinator, thematic expert, launching workshop, support team expert, three project team meetings were organized until then. And the initial workshop was held in June this year, with participation of 12 national stakeholders from Ministry of Environment, Health Institute of Public Health, Serbian Agency for Environmental Protection, Ombudsman, etc. 17 representatives of 10 local self-governments. And we have also media representative, of course. We have our guests from Macedonia, Ukraine, Armenia, Hungary, and of course UNEC. And at the launch workshop, we have explained the auditorium, the rational objective process, and expected outcome of our work. After this, a meeting was organized with relevant stakeholders. Information was gathered regarding legislative, institutional, and strategic approach to equitable access to water and sanitation at national level. And from the beginning, communication process with relevant stakeholders is going on in all 13 local self-governments with data collection regarding current status at local level. Next step, we presented the results so far to the core team, and we are expected to complete scorecard in the first draft of the report until 1st of December. And second workshop, as you see, is planned for December 6 to 7. And the final reports around middle of December. The overview of results so far gave us the strategic framework for achieving equitable access, the overview of public policies to reduce geographical disparity. We identify the area where actions are more or less advanced. We will identify priorities for the future, both in terms of action and in terms of improving the information base, which are the challenges that we found: methodology for scoring and qualitative assessment reliability, availability of data on vulnerable and marginalized groups, deadlines for realization of planned activities. So we are looking forward to continue creating a result-oriented action plan, building on our country's situation analysis and specific equity indicators. We hope that UNEC will continue supporting us, and we are looking forward to welcome you on our workshop in December. Thank you.